won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show here on this Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Having to do with these gun storage flyer bills. House Bills 5451, House Bill 5450. In the Senate Education Committee, about the state of Michigan printing up flyers to give to children to take home, especially if they know parents own firearms. Now, that's another thing I find kind of interesting. It's not really discussed or addressed in this bill. Do they ask the kids in the classroom, whether it's homeroom or history or science, math, I don't care, how are they going to do it logistically? You've got 20, 25, 30 kids in a classroom. What do the parents do that own firearms? They're not going to keep it from their kids. The kids are going to know they own firearms. They tell them, we have a firearm in the house. Don't ever touch it. So do the teachers ask, raise your hand if you don't have any firearms in your house. Raise your hand if you do know that your parents or siblings have firearms in your house. Giving that information to the teachers. Well, do the teachers then document what kids out of the 30 kids in her classroom, 5 kids don't have firearms, 25 kids do, so she then passes out 25 flyers? Is this a way for the schools to be able to track and know which families have firearms in their homes? I don't know. But Brett Gooding absolutely knows what he's talking about. Him and his wife Tammy, they're owners of Great North Firearms Training, used to be part owners of Wildwood Firearms there in Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. Listening to the show, listening to this bill debate, says we'd have a hell of a lot less accidental shootings if we trained every child how to be safe with a gun. Now, even though he has a full-time job, as well as being a county commissioner in Emmett, they still do CPL trainings at least twice a month. They also offer free, absolutely free, firearm safety classes for youth, for young people, for children. Great North Firearms Training. We train the kids not to tell them anything about guns. My children were trained in gun safety when they were 3 years old. They train, teach the kids, do not talk about what firearms are in your household. So this is going to be interesting. If you would like to talk to Brett or Tammy about CPL training, just text me CPL. Text me CPL. I'll send you their contact information. You can give them a call or leave them a message or text them. CPL to get training. Short break, a word from other sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment of hour number three. We are up to our neck buried in bills that are being rammed through Lansing right now in this lame duck session. 107 in the House yesterday, 68 in the Senate. Today, 100 more in the House, 50 in the Senate. Committee hearings. Lansing is packed with people. Committee hearings. People sitting in the gallery watching the flurry of bills being rammed through. It's an absolute nut house down there. Well, a bill, House Bill 5698, sponsored by, again, Democrat. You don't even have to say it, basically. Sponsored by, it's a Democrat, State Representative Stephanie Young of Detroit. Michigan prisoners, people that are in jail, in our prisons, will receive psychiatric screenings and pre-release mental health discharge plans under a bill that moved out of the House Criminal Justice Committee yesterday. It's going to the floor for first, second, and third reading. Probably will be passed either this week or first part of next week. Sponsored by Stephanie Young, would require psychiatric screens at least every 6 months, meeting certain mental health diagnoses, and require appropriate treatment as well as require training of Michigan Department of Corrections employees. The bill moved along party lines. Democrats voting for it, Republicans voting no. Graham Filler, Mike Harris, Brian Beagle, and others voted no. Representatives Mike Mueller of Linden and Robert Bazat of Howell, both of whom are former law enforcement officers, abstained from the vote. Shawana Vaughn, founder of Silent Cry Incorporated, which works to raise awareness around post-traumatic prisoners disorder. Okay, so now prisoners have PTSDs. Got it. Testified that nationwide prison systems are lacking in real mental health services. While the organization was based in New York, she operates in Belleville and Detroit, Michigan. This bill was written out of my prison diary because prison is a place that is like the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, she said. Of course, referencing C.S. Lewis' 1950 fantasy novel for children. I implore you to give people true mental health services that are actual and real and not just on paper, she said. Graham Filler, the Republican, interrupted Vaughn to tell the chair that he had a question, that he disagreed that Michigan doesn't provide mental health services. And he questioned what problem this particular bill would fix if passed by the legislature. Well, Young, the sponsor of the bill, acknowledged that the Michigan Department of Correction does provide mental health services. But she went on to say that our current policies don't address all of the needs that her bill would require. Currently, the Michigan Department of Corrections conducts activities covered under Young's bill, but does not conduct the discharge planning activity, nor does it perform psychiatric exams to the extent that would be required in Young's bill. The bill would require additional staffing resources for the Michigan Department of Corrections, which, just a little side note, they don't have enough correction officers as it is. Another package of bills are actually trying to expedite good behavior prisoners to get released early. Why? Because they don't have enough correction officers in the jails, in the prisons. Now the bill is going to require more staff that they don't have. This particular bill would affect estimated 3,000 prisoners, according to the House Fiscal Agency's analysis. It would also increase the state's Medicaid mental health costs because that's who provides health care for prisoners. It's our state Medicaid system. Richard Griffin, director of Cure Violence for Urban Michigan, and also a contractor for Silent Cry Incorporated, said he was released from prison in November of 2017. He had absolutely no mental health assessment at all and was sent back into the community without any reentry services. Yes, they have mental health services, but I don't believe that anybody here would be surprised to hear that they do not have the bandwidth or capacity to deal with individuals with compounded trauma from years of experiencing it. Some of these treatments while we were young kids compounded the problem leading to our incarceration, Griffin said. He was sentenced at age 16 to two life sentences and served more than 23 years in Michigan's prisons before his release. Okay, 16, 23 years. So basically he was released when he was 39 on two life sentences. And when was he released? November of 2017. Who was the governor? Rick Snyder. Lieutenant Governor? Brian Kelly. Who was in control of the House and the Senate? Republicans. Good behavior? Two life sentences was 23 years for this guy. Why? Part of it was because he committed the crimes when he was a minor. He was 16. Increasing the cost, increasing the requirement of how many Department of Corrections officers would have to be hired to implement these increased screenings, they don't care. This needs to be done. Now let's figure out how to do it. Let's throw more taxpayer money at hiring additional correction officers to do increased psychiatric screenings or provide for them being basically watched while going through this health treatment, mental health treatment with, I guess, psychiatrists or at least counselors that they already have or maybe they don't have and they have to hire them. It's not addressed in the bill. There was no appropriation number reported in the bill from what I could see. Just pass it and then figure out how we pay for it. Unbelievable. Well, other bills that I'm watching in this lame duck session, you're probably not aware of because you have a job, you have a life, and you're just trying to get ready for Christmas, New Year's, the holidays. House Economic Development and Small Business Committee. Their last agenda item, House Bill 4919. What is it? Homeless Bill of Rights and Affordable Housing Package. Folks, they've been pushing this, House Bill 4919, since June 24th of last year, 2023. They never took it up. You know why? Because it could cost them seats in swing districts. if they pushed this through. So now that they've lost the majority, they're no longer going to be in the majority. They're going to take it up now in the lame duck session. Out of all the bills over the last year and a half, this was the only bill that had no action taken on it. The bill creates the Homeless Bill of Rights. And after going at ease for session and coming back now in the lame duck, they weren't still even sure they had enough support to get it out of committee. Well, everything else on the agenda reported out favorably. This one still lingers and has not yet come out of the committee. I don't know if they have enough support for it. Other short quickie here, Bill. House Education Committee also moved out legislation, Senate Bill 463. This will require all high school students to fill out the free application for FAFSA, the Federal Student Aid Application for Grants, before graduating high school. FAFSA is a federal student aid grant program. Immigrant groups opposed the bill out of concern that some students would drop out of school before filling out the paperwork, that they fear could expose them or their parents to deportation, particularly with President Donald Trump now taking office next month in January. Democrat, I got to stop saying it, all these are Democrats. Carol Glanville of Grand Rapids repeated several times that families who don't want their children to complete the application can sign a waiver opting for their children to opt out. Well, that wasn't good enough for some of these advocates who said students would sooner drop out of school than fill out anything that might make it a way for the federal government to track them. We cannot in good conscience deprive the immigrant students of a diploma that they've earned simply because they want to keep their families safe, said Eleanor Jordan, an attorney for the Michigan Immigrants' Rights Center. Unbelievable. Couple other bills ramming through. Senate Bill 285. Moved out of the House Education on a party line vote, Democrats only, making kindergarten mandatory. I thought it already was. You're telling me up until this point, kindergarten isn't mandatory? I graduated in 1976. 5 years old, you're going to kindergarten. Why do we even need this bill? I don't know. I have no idea. I got a few others, but honestly, I'm getting a headache. I need to breathe. I need to go outside and get some fresh air because I've got 37 other bills in this story that I'm not even going to get to. I'll pick the best ones. We'll talk about it. Last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. Monday marked the start of a nationwide raw milk testing campaign by the USDA. Scientists say it's to help detect the spread of bird flu in dairy cows and hopefully prevent the disease from passing over to humans. Now, dairy experts are sounding the alarm on new risks that come with drinking raw milk. Michigan was the first state in the country to ban the sale of raw milk in stores, and since then, everything in the dairy aisle has gone through a pasteurization process that kills any diseases or bacteria. Raw milk obviously comes straight from a cow, and some people buy it directly from farmers because they think it tastes better or because they think it has health benefits. But some scientists are sounding the alarm about the risks to personal and public health. A new Farm Bureau president, David Barr, has that story.
There's more than